launching into the third hour of the program. Coming up here this hour, teacher in hot water over calling people stupid, specifically calling atheists, I guess.
Or Buddhists, actually.
Oh, Buddhists. Okay, all right. Well, Ali's got the details. As you can tell, I don't. We'll get them from her here in a few moments. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Or Skype us over at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Corey, listening to KZNU in St. George, Utah. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I called a few months ago. I told you we had a little bit of a hard time at UT State University finding students for our Students for Liberty and Young Americans for Liberty program as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a great success, but we ended up, like, the next day afterwards, we found that a sorority on campus was being banned because they don't want sororities on campus.
All right.
Because they have a Greek lettering for their name.
Weird. I'm from a college town, and there's, you know, it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's over half of the students are part of some kind of sorority or fraternity, and that was, like, highly encouraged because it supports whatever school spirit and stuff like that. It kind of surprises me that they would not want something like that, although...
Well, wait. You're saying that the sorority building wouldn't be allowed on campus, or that anyone who's in a sorority would somehow be in trouble?
That they won't allow them to have a sorority with a Greek name. So their name is Phi Beta Pi, and they don't want a Greek name under it.
What about fraternities?
Fraternities, no fraternities have been submitted yet. Still a new thing because we're a new university.
Mm, okay.
But that the first one that they don't want any sorority without a with Greek lettering, and that we.
What's the reason for that?
Because they say that Greek lettering. They have no legitimate reasoning for it.
Right.
Let's say that, because they don't want this school to have a party school image.
Right, so let's make okay, you can have a sorority, just don't use Greek lettering, and then that'll fool everyone into thinking you're not getting together and drinking on the weekends.
Is this a state college? Is this like...
Yeah, and so we have raised a little hell.
Allie had a question.
Well, yeah, is it a state college? Are they receiving tax money?
It's a state college. State university.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty messed up.
And what was the name of the university you'd cut out when you had said that earlier?
Dixie State University.
Dixie State, okay.
Yeah,
so,
St. George, Utah.
So what was the that you did in response to this?
Well, we've gotten FIRE involved.
FIRE, which is stands for?
But it's free... in freedom in, I'm trying to, let's see here, in fire, thefire.org.
Yeah, I know what it is. I didn't know what it stood for, so I thought maybe you would. It's an organization that stands up for student rights.
I'm trying to remember their name, what it is. It's freedom in...
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're an organization that supposedly defends student rights. Isn't that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that is correct.
Free speech.
Yep. And so they are fighting. They wrote some letters to the school, and there's a pending lawsuit now on that.
Wow.
It's a foundation for individual rights and education.
There you go.
Yep. And they're a very good organization. They have very libertarian views on most of these things. And they have written letters, and we have started... we have started our own forms of protest. We started a human free speech wall where we wear blank white T-shirts and we have people sign our shirts with whatever's on their mind.
Hmm.
We then are now starting. We are now going putting together an undie run.
Oh,
what's that?
An undie run. They're on many college campuses where people show up, they wear clothes there, and they take them off, and they donate those to the homeless, and they write whatever saying on their with paint on their body, and then they and then we go on like a little like a half 5K, like a 2.5K almost.
Run. Okay, literally running. Okay.
In our underwear. And just to show how ridiculous these policies are and show that they can't hold our free speech back.
Excellent. So, so how many people are currently involved in your liberty groups now?
We probably, at first we had probably about, there were three of us, and now we have probably five core of us that really like, that are really working at this. And then we have like, we probably have like 15 fringe members now.
I think that's a good way to get support for your group is by...
We also now have the help of the sorority on campus because we're the only real people who fight for rights.
Well, right. I think that's how you get support, you know, for your group is by supporting others who have a common cause or a common enemy. This is a big problem with the government giving money to schools because, and it is part of the reason, or it's a huge cause for why tuition rates are so high and the quality of education for these higher education institutions is going down despite the high tuition rates. It also makes all the colleges like kind of the same, and it is wrong for you to receive, you know, tax dollars and then start making up these rules about how the tax dollars be used and what groups people at your college can join. You know, these should, these rules should be able to be made up by the universities, but it, once you start getting tax dollars involved, then it kind of puts like a noose around these institutions and kind of changes the morality of these different choices they make. Hey, if they were just a private institution, they weren't receiving tax dollars, and I would say make up these rules if you want to. You can ban sororities and fraternities if that's not the kind of institution you want to be.
School, sure, that would make sense.
Yeah, well, Corey, I totally agree with that.
I'm glad to hear that that it's working out, that you've actually got growth in your Liberty group on campus, because that's no easy task. I mean, most, a lot of college campuses don't even have any kind of group like that whatsoever, or those groups toil to maintain or attain any level of relevancy on campus, and it sounds like you're going about things in the right way. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I just think anybody who has a group like this on their campus, they should forget, not say forget about recruiting altogether, but I think focus, find an issue on your campus that you find someone on campus that's being demeaned in some way or shape or form, because it's happening on just about every campus across the country, and focus on that and get them on your side and just work on helping people with their rights, because I think if we as liberty-oriented people, we help others with their rights, they're going to be way more willing to listen.
Good suggestions, Corey. Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the update. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And he's right. You pick any college campus at any given moment, there's probably some sort of controversial issue, something going on campus. You know, check the college newspaper, and they'll be reporting on it, likely, whatever it happens to be. In a lot of cases, it will have to do with free speech or discrimination or some sort of, you know, mix of the two. And then you can come out and look like the hero and get some good press for the ideas of liberty and bring new people to the ideas of liberty, because there's always going to be bureaucrats. That's what most of these college administrators are. And there's always going to be bureaucrats doing something to try to restrict freedom.
I think that's a great approach, and I've seen it happen here in Keene. You know, especially the first thing that comes to mind was the Thanks But No Tanks campaign, which was started by a local, and you know, it kind of like the Free Keene people sort of jumped on board too.
That's right, yeah.
And helped promote that idea and like make t-shirts and definitely got support and all the news stories that went national, international, right?
I think so, yeah. I was out petitioning on the streets for that. So, yeah, it was definitely not something that we started, but we definitely helped, I think, take it to the next level.
Definitely.
And so good suggestions there. And back to the issue that he was dealing with, though, about the college girls wanting to start a sorority with Greek letters. Oh, my God, we can't have that. Now, look, I share some of the concerns that are kind of based in the kind of bases for why that's banned. I share the concern that schools are a party school versus a learning school. I mean,
right.
And I also am not a fan of sororities or fraternities. I think they're kind of like fake to some extent.
I tend to agree.
But hey, if that's what people want to do, then it's none of my business. 855-453. You can share your experience in college, fraternities, etc. Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, some good news from Colorado about bringing weed to the airports. We'll share that with you when we get a chance. Your calls, of course, about whatever you want. You can also dial in on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. And if you are a coffee lover, and Allie, I happen to know you enjoy a good cup of coffee.
I do.
And you've been enjoying BuzzBox coffee here at the studio recently, and hopefully others in the listening audience will decide to try BuzzBox, because not only do they offer some of the best coffee, in that it's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, but also the coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, when you buy through them at coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll be making a difference in people's lives one cup at a time. The idea is to get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. This is a process that will allow people in other countries who want to have their own coffee plantations to have them and to make a better life for themselves through these microloans from World Vision. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and, again, get some great coffee. Get the first pound for free, actually. You get that. You do have to pay the cost of shipping, but the pound itself, no charge for that. That's because BuzzBox really believes in their product, and they think you're going to really enjoy it. So go check it out at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Nobody has time to go to the store to buy coffee anymore. And I have to say, getting coffee in the mail is way more convenient than it sounds, right? You think, why not just get it with the groceries? No. Getting in the mail is definitely the way to go.
Well, that makes sense. And also, I saw there was a friend of mine on Facebook who posted today that he's sick and tired of standing in line at the coffee. So he's going to give up Dunkin' Donuts. So give a try over at coffee.freetalklive.com. All right, so moving on here, away from the college issue, to some other stuff you brought in to talk about here tonight, Allie. You have a personal experience from someone in a government, was it a government school or private school?
It was a government school.
Government school classroom. Something offensive said by the teacher in said class.
Well, this is on, it's not just one thing they said, this is like ongoing. So I just want to preface this with saying that a lot of people who support public schools or government schools, they support them because they, you know, a lot of them hate the idea of private schools. They think that private schools is just for maybe religious nuts or people right. who want the teacher to have the ability to spank their kids or something like that. They think that kids are better protected in public schools because public schools have this whole separation of church and state, and the government's going to protect your kid from, you know, being harassed because of their beliefs or whatever, that they're more inclusive. But I have to say, having gone to a public school in the Bible Belt, that this is not the case. And this personal experience from a parent of a child who's going to a public school in Louisiana is kind of backs up my own experiences.
All right.
This is from the ACLU.org site, which the reason for that is because the ACLU has actually filed a lawsuit against this school because of the events I'm about to read about. The title is, "If you want to fit in at this public school, just become a Christian." Mm-hmm. Like many people I've encountered, this is written by Scott Lane. Like many people I've encountered who were raised in a Christian environment, I was indifferent to what I felt were minor infractions of the law that protects the separation of church and state. What's the big deal if teachers promote God in public schools? I didn't see any danger in official prayer during graduation or a football game, or in a science teacher mentioning her religious beliefs when discussing evolution. These were things that had happened when I was in school, and in my experience, were just fine. After I stopped being an active Christian, I didn't understand how any of this could be considered discrimination, as some people claimed. Didn't the Bible teach us to obey rules, and wouldn't that be a positive lesson for our children? Of course, I didn't realize the hypocrisy of breaking the law in order to teach children to obey rules. But then, when my stepson, who has been raised a Buddhist, enrolled in sixth grade at our local school, Negrit Hi, it became personal, and I could no longer turn a blind eye to the very real harms that could occur when school officials violate the separation of church and state. My stepson started at Negrit in the same class as one of my children. By the end of the first week of school, he was having serious stomach issues and anxiety. We couldn't figure out why. In the mornings, my wife would pull over on the side of the road as they approached school so he could throw up.
Oh, gosh.
At first, we thought he was sick and we would let him stay home. Soon it became apparent that this was not a cold, but something much worse.
He was scared to go to school.
Our children informed us that their teacher had been chastising and bullying my stepson for his Buddhist beliefs. Mm. On a science test, their teacher had included a fill-in-the-blank question, get this, quote, in all caps, "Isn't it amazing what the blank has made!" Exclamation points galore. Well, my stepson didn't know the answer, Lord, for those of you who don't know that that's something Christians say. She belittled him in front of the entire class.
Wow.
When he wrote in Lord Buddha on another exam, apparently this is a common question on the exams.
Which, even by Buddhism, Buddhists don't really believe that, but... Yeah. He was just trolling her, I think, at that point.
He was either trolling her, or he was trying to like be like, I know you want Lord in there, I don't believe in what the Lord that you're talking about. When he wrote Lord Buddha on another exam, she marked it wrong. And as she was returning that exam to students, one student proclaimed aloud that, quote, people are stupid if they think God is not real. In response, my stepson's teacher agreed, telling the class, yes, that's right. I had a student miss that on his test. The entire class broke out in laughter at my stepson. The same teacher also taught her children that the Bible is 100% true, that the earth was created by God 6,000 years ago, and that evolution is impossible, and that a stupid theory, made up by stupid people who don't want to believe in God. Thank God this person is teaching our children something so valuable.
Wow.
She also told the class that Buddhism is stupid. We were shocked, but we quickly learned from our children these types of activities were not unusual. School officials were reportedly imposing their religious beliefs on students in a myriad of ways. For example, we went to the school to meet with a principal. We saw a large picture of Jesus over the school's main doors. They have a picture of this in this article, too. A Bible verse on the school's electronic marquee and numerous religious posters and pictures on the walls. This is a public school, by the way. Religious images and messages are displayed throughout the school, in fact. We learned from
Before you go on, so you mentioned the very beginning of, in your preface to this piece that people have a belief about government schools, that they're going to be more secular in general.
Yes.
And maybe that's true in big cities like New York City or Chicago.
Maybe they are more secular there.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. However, if you think about it, if you're in a heavily Bible-oriented area.
Like Louisiana,
or you come from northern Alabama, right? If you're in a heavily Christian area, populated area, it's only inevitable that those people are going to be the ones who are winning elections, right? Those are the people who are going to be elected to school board. Those are the people who are going to be elected to county commission and city council.
Those are the people who are trying to be teachers.
Yeah. Right. And so it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that this is what goes on. I mean, if you were to send your kids to, like out in Utah and Arizona, there's the FLDS cult. There are certain towns that they are known to have taken over as far as taken over the operation of the government there. And odds are good, some of the judges are going to be like that, too. And so, really, I don't know what kind of chance they really have to change this, but we'll hear more from the story in moments. 855 450 free, and it speaks to the power of being able to concentrate people of a like mind in one area. In this case, it's not working out well for the young man who's a Buddhist, but it certainly is working for the Christians in that area.
Apparently.
More coming up in moments. 855 450 free. Maybe you want to share your experiences at the government schools, and this could happen at private school, too. You can take control of this is Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Now with over 130,000 views on YouTube.
Boom.
You can see what it's all about by going to victimlesscrimespree.com and watching the movie there for free. Now, what is it? Well, it's an hour and a half long documentary, and you've seen it, right, Allie?
Oh, yes.
The hour and a half long documentary shot here primarily in Keene, New Hampshire, after our friend Derek J made the move here in 2011 and subsequently was arrested, something like five times in less than a year's period. And this movie documents all of those arrests. And, of course, they were all for victimless crimes. He didn't hurt anybody at any point, but the government people sure did want to hurt him for it, and we caught it all on video. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. You can go there, watch it for free on YouTube. If you really like it, you can buy it on DVD. And unfortunately, Derek is not going to be able to make it to the Liberty Forum this year. However, he is expected to be back in New Hampshire in time for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yay!
So, I'm so excited that Derek J will be coming back to New Hampshire and purportedly coming back to Keene.
I know.
So I'm jazzed about that. He's awesome, and I'm sure we'll have him back here on Free Talk Live when we get that chance. So again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Allie is sharing with us a disturbing account from a Louisiana school, and I missed which area of Louisiana this was.
I don't know. It's called Negrete. Does it really matter
that's
where in Louisiana?
That's the school's name, right? Or is that the actual area in
That's
in
the name
Louisiana.
Of the school. Maybe that's also the name of the town.
I was just curious. It's not that critical. It could be any town USA. Certainly any town in the Bible Belt.
Certainly.
Of USA. And so basically you've got a science teacher who's been harassing a young man. Was he in sixth grade, was it?
Is that high school?
High school. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know where I got the number six from. Anyway, harassing a young man for his religious beliefs. In this case, he's a Buddhist in a very, very Christian high school, and he's been called out, apparently, and he didn't write the word Lord in on a test question about, look what the blank has created, or isn't it wonderful what the blank has created, referring to
yes.
the earth, I guess. And so he's been having a tough time. In fact, it's been affecting him in a way that has resulted in him throwing up on the way to school.
Yeah, it's very sad, especially when, like, we all expect bullying in public schools to come from other students, but it's really unfortunate when it comes from people in authority like teachers, because then you really don't have any escape. And when the teachers encourage it from
the students
is really just messed up.
It's sick. Now, they were describing what it's like in the school. Apparently, there's a big picture of Jesus over in, was it the principal's office?
It's like the entrance to the school.
Okay.
So they let you know that there's a bias there, but you'd like to think that since they're receiving tax money, which is forced by all the people in this locality to pay into the school, that they would respect all the people who are also forced to send their kids there.
Right.
You can't not send your kid to public school, and not everyone has time to homeschool. So you're really putting people in an impossible situation if you don't choose to just conform to all the same religious customs as the people you're around. That's not what America is supposed to be about. That's what they say anyway. So this dad is giving his account of what it was like to, you know,
he was visiting, right?
He was going to the school basically to ask about these policies and you know, get clarification. He says that we learn from our children that official prayers, typically led by the principal or teachers, are routinely incorporated into class and school events like assemblies and sporting events. This is not uncommon at all, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
The school even requires students to attend See You at the Pole each year, where they must take part in prayer and worship. We discovered that school officials...
I remember the See You at the Pole thing from back when I was in high school.
This was a thing for you?
I remember, well, I was in high school, I came out as an atheist, and See You at the Pole was an issue back then. But I remember that it was something that couldn't be acted on because it happened before school started.
Mm-hmm.
So even though there was some objection to it existing, the fact that it was, you know, supposedly student-led, supposedly before school started, therefore it was not an official school function, and so the school couldn't do anything about it. But here you're saying they're actually requiring people to attend.
Yep, and it says that they must take part in prayer and worship, according to this father. He says, we discovered the school officials were distributing religious literature to students. For example, one of our other son's teachers passed out copies of a book from Truth for Youth program, a revivalist ministry. The book included the entire New Testament of the Bible, as well as cartoons that denounced evolution and trumpet the evils of birth control, premarital sex, rock music, alcohol, pornography,
man.
Homosexuality, sorcery, and witchcraft.
Oh, they should so take fun a, stuff in there.
Should take a note from Uganda, and we'll just, you know, repress all this stuff.
Don't give them ideas.
That'll work well.
You know, they'd be happy to do that if they thought they could.
I'm sure they would. We assumed that the superintendent was not aware of all the unlawful activities at Negrete and would want to know about them so he could rectify the situation, but we could not have been more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She was dismissive. I'm surprised they have a woman as the principal. I think that might go against the Bible.
No, this was the superintendent, they said.
Oh, right. Superintendent, excuse me.
Which means that, you know, she's in charge of the whole school district.
Okay, yeah, that's a big deal. She was dismissive and told us that we live in the Bible Belt, and this is just how things are. She added that because she was not...
She's right.
This is the part that I was laughing at during the break. She added that because she was not offended by the lady who cuts her toenails has a statue of Buddha. She's talking about where you go to get your nails done.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Asians in there, yep. And they have the little, like, cat with the hand going and the Buddha. And she's like, I'm not offended by that. So we should not be upset by the blatant proselytizing at Negrete or the bullying and harassment of our son and the degradation of the Buddhist faith. So how does a superintendent not understand the difference between a private business and running a public school, which takes tax dollars solely. How do you not? How does the superintendent not know the difference between what's appropriate and what's not in those two completely different scenarios?
Well, if you don't like it, you can sue us.
I guess so. It's if you don't like it, you can leave. You're in the Bible Belt. Get used to it, I guess.
Well, yeah, and she's right. I mean, that's her position. It seems blatantly illegal based on the fact that, as you point out, since they're forcing everyone to pay into this system, they are supposed to respect the rights of others, of people who believe differently than those running the school. But
and part of that is just rationalizing the coercion, like it's people saying, well, we're going to force you to pay tax dollars, but don't worry, we won't do anything that offends you with the tax dollars. That's, you know, how they justify stealing the money for you in the first place. When not offending me, I'm offended that you're taking the
yes.
money from me in the first place.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the offensive part.
I'm not, whatever you do with it is not my responsibility.
It is more offensive when they take the money and then they spend it on one
right.
person's beliefs versus another. For instance, the Oklahoma state legislature allowing a monument of the Ten Commandments to be put up outside of their legislative building. That's, you know, that's, even though I'm not, you know, religious in that way, I can understand why people are upset by that, and I can understand why this is upsetting to these Buddhist folks. The sad thing is people aren't strong enough, courageous enough to do what they should do in this case. That is say, well, if you're not going to respect our son's rights, we're just going to go ahead and pull our money and no longer send our son to your schools, and we're no longer going to send the whatever $3,000 a year in taxes
right.
that are currently going to the school system. We'll just take that and we'll homeschool our son and or find some other Buddhist parents and have them do the same. Because if they could get together with, let's say, the atheists, the Buddhists, the whoever, the Muslims, whoever else might be having kids in these schools, whatever small minority of students,
right.
And get them all to come together and say, you know what, this is crazy. We're not going to spend a bunch of money hiring an attorney and trying to go after a system that's entrenched, because that's the only way they would be able to change the system is if they went at them legally and spent who knows how much money.
That's what
in the
they're doing.
System.
They're using the ACLU is suing the school district.
Well, that's good because the ACLU isn't going to charge the families in that case. So I guess that's good news. But that's going to be years before that shakes out. I mean, the court system doesn't move quickly. They're not going to get a decision next year on that. And even if they do, even if at a district court level they win within the next year, it'll just get appealed up, and then before it's all said and done, your son or daughter's out of school.
Yep.
So what's the point?
There isn't any.
I guess the point is to make it better for future generations, but wouldn't you make it better instantly by simply just pulling your support, pulling your money out, and just saying, screw you, we're going to spend this money on a secular education for
yep.
our students.
Public schools are not a safe place for children.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. And, of course, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We're talking about a disturbing story out of Louisiana. Not sure exactly where this took place. We know the name of the school, but it hasn't really been clear the location of where this happened. But it's somewhere in the Bible Belt, and a young Buddhist young man in high school apparently has been singled out by his teacher. He's been harassed by other students. The teacher has been less than friendly towards his religious beliefs.
Well, what they always used to tell us in high school was if we were ever being bullied, to go to a teacher. It's like, well, in my experience, teachers are the biggest bullies of them all.
Certainly,
and they have this power over you. They can call your parents. A lot of times they use, you know, they might have taken away the teacher's ability to spank kids in schools, but I know many teachers who have threatened to call parents knowing that that's going to result in a spanking at home if they do so, and frightening the kids with the same kind of, you know, punishment. Just, you know, it's a step removed. They're having the parents do the corporal punishment instead of themselves. So let's see. Basically, you know,
Sabine Parish is where this is. Sabine Parish.
Interesting. That's a weird name. So that's a town?
In Louisiana, they have political designations called parishes. I believe they're similar to counties, but I'm not real sure.
Okay. So,
it could be a city. I'll find out for you.
So in this, in the story so far, you know, the son is throwing up on the way to school because he's so nervous about what's going to happen to him when he gets there, because he's Buddhist and the teacher is and the students are not being very tolerant.
They're counties. They're counties. Parishes are basically counties in Louisiana.
They're not very tolerant of him not being a Christian, and these are showing up in the form of required events that they have to go to where prayer is required, and then there's test questions that include stuff from the Bible. Isn't it amazing what the blank has made? Really tough question for kids in at the school, I'm sure, to answer. I wonder how many extra points they get for answering that one correctly. So they go to the school superintendent to let them know about, you know, this illegal activity, you know, and public schools are not supposed to be so obviously biased, and they're certainly not supposed to be requiring faith as a specific faith. So, let's see, there's only a little bit left, but he says that he and the superintendent had nothing good to say. She basically supported all of this Christianity stuff going on. He says, "My wife and I were floored. I tried to point out that the Bible Belt was not a separate country and that we were still entitled to religious liberty as guaranteed by the Constitution. She would have none of it. She asked whether my stepson had been raised as a Buddhist and even suggests that he change his faith to better fit in. To add insult to injury, the next day..."
That's pretty insulting.
"The superintendent sent a letter to Negrete's principal, which he read to the students over the intercom. The letter thanked Negrete's teachers and principal for maintaining the religious values and influence in the school."
Jeez.
And I had a similar experience with the intercom lady. Basically, you know, one of the teachers at my school was upset with me over a parking issue.
Mm-hmm.
And... she went to her buddy who controls the intercom, and they called me over the intercom and raised the question to me about this parking issue over the intercom to try to embarrass me about it.
Were you embarrassed about it?
I was more like angry about it. And so I show up there and I basically got yelled at by this teacher. She was cussing at me. It was like the opposite of professional behavior. And it drove me to tears, not because I felt bad or anything like that. It wasn't guilt. It was more like, I know that I can't express how angry I am at this whole situation and how wrong this is.
Because then you'll just get in more trouble.
Because I'll just get in more trouble. So the only way I could express myself was crying. And they knew that they had messed up. And the way they acted afterwards made me think that I could have gone somewhere legally with it. But I chose not to.
You know what I wish would happen in these cases with the parents? Because the parent's story here is absolutely outrageous as far as what this teacher is saying, or the administrator,
yeah,
the superintendent. Oh, your son should become Christian, then he won't have any problems.
It should be easy, right?
Just that somebody in this position would say something like that is mind-blowing. I wish they would get video.
I know.
Look, parents, if you're going to send your children to a government school, I recommend highly against it, because it's a good place for them to get hurt or stabbed or, you know, messed up by some punk kids, and like just terrible interactions with children at government schools. But worse, you get something going on with the adults there, like this poor kid has, where he's being harassed by these people. He should have a cell phone on and pull it out and start recording this. Now, they could claim that students aren't allowed to have cell phones and that he would be violating school policy and by doing that. But nonetheless, it would still make for some interesting video footage. And when the parents go in to talk to these bureaucrats, they should pull out a video camera and they should get the entire conversation on the record. To have video footage of this superintendent saying these things would be even more valuable than just the recollection of it. I mean, the recollection's pretty outrageous, but,
yeah,
you know, maybe the parents are misrecalling certain things or skewing things in one way or another. If you bring a video camera in, these people are going to feel the pressure at that point.
It's also a good way to get national attention, because when something's on YouTube, happening, yeah, in a public school, people, and throw in children, you know, whenever there's children involved, people get really protective. You show them some idiot being a teacher and saying that evolution is stupid. Just think of all the people who would just be so upset by that and who would share that with their friends. You know, it would be viral.
Exactly. So I want to encourage people to bring video cameras to their bureaucratic interactions, especially if you expect it to be an interaction that is not necessarily going to be a positive interaction.
Yep.
That's a reason to have a camera, not just for the purpose of putting on YouTube, but for the purpose of protecting yourself as well. You never know what they're going to claim that you did or said. And if you've got it all on video, then they can't make anything up to try to make you look bad. So again, I would recommend that, and it really would put the pressure on these people, because they're not used to that. And that's one of the things that really upsets them, especially if a student were to ever do this. If a student were to ever record their interactions with the bureaucrats, it would probably get the student suspended and in trouble, but the bureaucrats would freak out because they are not used to that. They're used to controlling the students. They're used to having the students do what they're told. And if they pull out a video camera and keep recording when they're told to shut it off, they'll get some golden footage, and it'll really make the bureaucrats look bad. So, a little bit of good news to wrap out the show here tonight. From Gawker.com, when Colorado legalized pot, millions of other people in other states fantasized about buying a bunch of weed and bringing it back home. Well, one guy apparently tried just that recently, and though he got caught, nothing really happened to him. Earlier this week, TSA officials at Aspen Country Airport in Aspen confiscated 36 ounces of marijuana-infused edibles from a traveler's luggage. The TSA turned the case over to the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office, who was basically like, huh? According to the sheriff's office, they declined to prosecute because the man wasn't violating state law by possessing the weed food.
Wow.
The office's spokesperson said that once a passenger boards a plane and gets in the air, he or she is then subject to federal laws. But if the TSA doesn't confiscate your pot, then what's going to happen once you're in the air? The case highlights what is new territory for federal, state, and local officials collaborating together in post-legalization Colorado. The AP talked to a Colorado attorney named Lauren Maiden, who consults with dispensaries. She says that it appears as if federal agencies are not interested in prosecuting people attempting to transport personal amounts of pot, especially in edible form. Instead, they're turning people over to local authorities who have so far decided to cut the so-called offenders loose.
Wow. That is amazing and really great news, because I have always wanted, like, okay, so if you're carrying illegal drugs on you, if you drive, then that's more likely that you're going to get pulled over because you're going to spend more time traveling. But you know that if you fly, you're definitely going to have to go through security and the TSA. And if they catch you with the drugs, then it's all over, right?
Right.
Just because airport security, they're just so paranoid about everything. But it's dangerous to have to drive when you know that, you know, a cop could pull you over. You're traveling through different states, or they might have different rules about, you know, punishments according to this, you know, illicit substance you
might
have.
So you're saying you think it's less risky to fly with weed out of Colorado than to drive with it?
It sounds like it, according to the story.
Well, now the thing the story doesn't go into is what would happen if you made it through security. So right now they're stopping people at security, confiscating the weed, turning them over to the sheriff, but the sheriff is saying, we don't want to do anything with this. So presumably the TSA holds on to the weed, and I'm sure their agents are getting very, very high as a result of that after hours, or maybe on the job. But the question would be, if you were traveling with the weed at some point, if they found that in a baggage search later on at, say, an airport in some other state, then you could very well be turned over to a different police department who would arrest you for it. So there's still risk involved, but at the very least, taking it into the Colorado airport doesn't appear to be too risky. We'll see you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.